Hey guys, welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host. I wanted to pop on before we get the podcast started to let you know that I filmed this podcast outside. I thought my mic was on. I don't think it was. And so I have adjusted the volume and the audio. My apologies, but quite honestly, it was good content and I was just not willing to re-record it. So if you would give me a little grace this time, I would appreciate it. So now let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, the Be You Boss. I love this t-shirt. It says, be you, be unique, unstoppable, and unafraid. That is my motto. Today, I just wanted to share with you my personal journey to excellence. Here on the podcast, we've been talking about ways that I can empower you, encourage you, and educate you on how to operate within excellence, and I want to primarily talk to my minority brothers and sisters. Given our climate and some of the changes that have happened this year, I thought it was important to share ways, tips, and techniques that you could show up as the best version of yourself. And since I'm sharing these things with you, I thought it was only right for me to give you my own personal journey to excellence, or what I consider excellence. And so that's what today's episode is going to be about. I hope you enjoy it, because like we all have a journey, and I think it's helpful when we hear about other people's journeys and how they've overcome various things, how they made the decisions that they made, why they made the decisions that they made. And so today, it's a very nice day. Probably the first day that I've been able to just sit outside. It's a nice little breeze happening. So I thought I would come out today and do the podcast and share my journey to excellence with you. I hope that you are able to garner some ideas and some thoughts on how you too can overcome the challenges that you might be facing to realize your dreams as well. So I have it broken up into three different sections. It's my dream, my detour, and my destiny. So let's dive in. If that's something you're interested in, grab something to drink, a nice little snacky snack, and let's dive right in. Also, before I get into it, if you have not subscribed to my podcast, whatever platform you're on, please go ahead and subscribe. Whether you are on Spotify, whether you are on Apple Podcasts, whatever platform, please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. If you are on YouTube and watching this as a video, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I am actively trying to grow here, and I can only do it with your help. So that would be a great thing. Also, if you could just listen to the end, play me in the background. It's a podcast. Just put it on while you're driving. Put it on while you're cooking. If you're watching on YouTube on your TV or on your phone, just let it play in the background and listen. All right, let's get in. So let's talk about my dream. I have my computer off to the side here, and I'm going to kind of refer to it because it's just easier to, if not, I'll go off on a tangent. So what I realized is that we often approach our dreams with a sense of confusion and fear. I'm not any different. I had an idea for how I wanted my life to go. I did all the things, right? And, you know, as you age, you know, fear is learned. So that to say, I haven't always been confident, I haven't always been focused, I haven't always been intentional with the way I go about my business. So before this became Andrea Patrick Consulting, Keystone Strategic Partners, this is kind of where I was. So I want to share with you what was going on prior to my own journey to excellence. I was in college, and I was going to school for marketing, and my first love, my passion has always been strategy. I absolutely love helping people put their puzzle together so that they have the success that they want. I also had this idea of financial freedom. I wanted to be a professional. I wanted my life to look a certain way. I know this is going to sound, you know, crazy, probably not crazy, but funny. Dynasty, Knott's Landing, shows like that are what my mom used to love, and my grandmother, and The Young and the Restless, and, you know, those shows, and it showed these women who were very well dressed. They were very well put together. They were sophisticated. They had, you know, they were wealthy. The way they walked into a room, they had a presence, and I wanted that for myself. That was like how I wanted my life to go. So the soft life, if you will, you know, I wanted that sophisticated air about myself. I wanted the affluence. And then later on, you know, now it's like I want the travel. I want the jet-setting lifestyle where I can work from anywhere and money is coming in while I'm sitting on a beach. So that was sort of what was going on in my head prior to the journey that I've taken, and now I teach people how to go on for themselves. So what I realized is that when you're young, those types of dreams are exciting, right? And it feels like we have all the time in the world to accomplish them. I mean, honestly, I'm convinced that insecurity, immaturity, and comparison, it takes those three things to really trigger the fear. Remember I said fear is learned. So when you're immature, and you are insecure, you will compare yourself to other people, and then you'll start to feel the fear that maybe you aren't going to achieve the goal that you wanted. Maybe you're not as good as you thought you were. Maybe you don't have what you think you need, or you don't think you have what you need. And so, you know, it takes those three things to really begin to trigger that fear. And the minute my dream was derailed and I wasn't on the trajectory that I thought I was going to be on, you best believe it, like, these three things, that immaturity, that insecurity, that comparison, it all came crashing down on my head. And I'm telling you, it was like a load of bricks. But, you know, it caused a detour. And that's kind of the next section here is, and, you know, I had this big dream, this pie in the sky dream, and there was a detour. And I learned a valuable lesson in this detour. And that was, life doesn't always move in a straight line. There are zigzags, there are detours, there are cones where you should be going, where you think you should be going, and you can't get down the road, all kinds of things. And it just takes you out of your element and into this place of discomfort and into uncharted waters. And that's where I found myself. But it was like a slow burn, or like, you know, a frog in a pot. You know, you've heard that. You can put the frog in the pot and doesn't even realize that the water is heating up. That's kind of what can happen. And that was how my detour began. It started off as, obviously, well, not obviously, but I fell in love with a boy. And I met my husband the summer before I started my freshman year in college. And that was the beginning of a detour. Before I met him, I was actually an industrial engineering major because of so many reasons we won't get into it. But it took, you know, having an experience to realize that that wasn't my path. And so I found marketing as, and I just fell in love with it. So from that idea of marketing, I had this idea that I was going to be this amazing marketing executive, and I was going to, you know, have the suits and the pantsuits. I'm a pantsuit lover. And my heels that click, click, click when you walk, and all the stuff that I saw in Dynasty. I just knew that that was going to be my life. But I fell in love with this man and dated him all 4 years in college. And when I graduated from college, I knew I was going to be getting married the next month. And so where a lot of my classmates were going to the, you know, they were going through the career center to find jobs, I did that. But what was happening was I knew I was graduating and moving from North Carolina to Texas. And so I needed a job. I needed to interview with companies that had places in Texas. But what I was finding was those places wanted me to start off my career in other areas, not Texas. Like, Texas was headquarters, but they had a process. And so here we go with these zigzags and detours. So I went from college to a couple. So I couldn't just take a job anywhere. And I knew that, like I said, I knew that I was moving from North Carolina to Texas. Fast forward to having a job in sales that I never wanted. I went through college saying I never wanted to work in sales ever. But I found that was, you know, the job that I was able to get right out of college, moving from one state to another state where all of the local college students had taken the jobs, you know. And so I did not like sales at all, and subsequently ended up going to cosmetology school, which was a blessing because it was another love. It was something that I did in college, did hair for some of my classmates, and I knew it was a way. I had, you know, cosmetologists in my family. I knew it was a way to, you know, always bring in an income if I needed to, because women will always get their hair done. And I have my cosmetology license to this day, and so I've had that license for nearly 30 years. And so I went from this straight line of where I was going to graduate from college, be a marketing executive, to zigzag number one, where I get married and just go from North Carolina to Texas. And then now zigzag number two, where I am going from a corporate idea of life to now cosmetology. The next detour, aside from that, was my husband and I started having children, and my children were born so very early that they were in the hospital for 4.5 months. I had been hospitalized, and I did not feel comfortable, given all their health challenges, leaving them in daycare or letting other people take care of them, which meant now my dreams of being in the corporate world and even doing cosmetology had to be deferred because I had to raise these children. And then, you know, here you go again. I'm being moved from what I thought my life was going to look like to a substitute life in terms of cosmetology to now I have these children and I'm raising these children. And by the time, you know, you get ready to get back into the corporate world, hello, here comes that fear, here comes that insecurity, here comes the defeated, low self-worth mindset, because you feel so far behind, you feel like you aren't going to be able to realize your dreams. And in addition to that, my husband was moved from Texas that I had become very, you know, familiar with, comfortable with, to Kentucky. Now, y'all, I don't talk about Kentucky. I didn't like it. I really did not like it. I don't talk about this. I just don't even talk about it because I just disliked it so much. If you want to know more about that story, leave me a comment down below and I might share it. But I despised Kentucky. And because of that, I started, you know, eating and, like, you know, I don't want to say I had an eating disorder, because I don't want to minimize that for other people, but I will say that I became very depressed. I had anxiety, and I was using food to manage my emotions. So peanut butter Twix were my go-to. But yeah, I had all these, this detour. I had so many, from college to a couple, from corporate to cosmetology, and then children, and then a huge move that took me completely out of my element and really made me feel useless and, like, so discouraged, right? That was my detour. So if you're feeling like that, I understand how you can have an idea and a dream for your life and there be so many zigzags and detours that you can't see the forest for the trees. You cannot find your way out. And that is the whole reason that I created my program, Project CEO. Because, you know, it is so easy to tell somebody what they need to do and, you know, even give them why they need to do it. But I've watched experts for years. They've been doing it for years, talking about the what, talking about the why. Whether it was a women's conference or a corporate training or even YouTube videos right now, we've been conditioned to accept the what and the why and not expect or require the how. You know, trainings, I took corporate trainings, not corporate trainings, like online trainings, and I would pay all this money, and people would tell you, like, this is what you're supposed to do, this is why this is necessary, but they would not take you through the detailed steps of how. It was like you had to go figure out the how. And so, you know, this is really what prompted me to create my program, Project CEO. So if what I described earlier in terms of my dreams and my detour, if that resonated with you in any way, then I truly hope that you will consider at least learning about my program, Project CEO. I got tired of hearing leadership experts and marketing and business experts telling people, just be yourself or be authentic, you know, and never give instructions on how. Because especially in this day and age where social media is showing you all these images and they're making you think that you have to look a certain way to be successful, things have to be done a certain way to be successful. You see other people being successful and you want to know what they're doing, so you start trying to imitate what they're doing. It is difficult to understand or know how to be yourself and feel good about it, because a lot of times you don't even feel like you're good enough if you've been trying to do it and not seeing any levels of success. I will argue that it's not that being yourself is the problem, it's that being yourself, trying to imitate someone else, is the problem. And it's not until you understand who you truly are and what you truly need to be and do your best that you will be able to then leverage what you know about yourself to not imitate, but to interpret what you see other people doing. So, okay, again, with so many people teaching the importance of relationship building in business and your professional life right now, I'm making it my mission to teach the how. And that's what Project CEO is about. So if you want to learn more about my signature online program that has empowered so many to be unapologetically authentic, to be confident in their value and courageous enough to leverage it successfully, then I suggest that you head down to the description box when you finish watching this video or listening to this podcast, go into the show notes and click on the link to my Project CEO program where you can get on the wait list. Be the first to know when the doors open, and then you can reap all the benefits of this simple show of support. Okay, so now let's get back to my final step, my final piece of the puzzle, and that is my destiny. Guys, I had an epiphany moment, and that epiphany took me on an amazing journey of discovery. And after a mindset shift, I was able to determine my path, my specific, customized path. I was able to leverage, now I can leverage who I am, be comfortable in my skin, and then leverage that person to get the things that I want. And I mean, it's amazing, the journey. I told my husband a while ago, but I was just telling a girlfriend earlier today how so much of what I do is from an experience that I had. And because I was unfamiliar with industry terms, expert speak, I thought that I wasn't good enough. I thought that what I had wasn't sufficient because people would think I didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't feel like I had enough credibility because I didn't know industry speak in terms. And then I went through a leadership program I promise you, just every time the person came to train, she was talking about something that was inside my program, Project CEO, except she was talking about the what and the why, and I knew inside my program I was talking about the very same thing, but I was sharing the how. And I would tell the person sitting next to me, oh my God, this is in my program. I am teaching people how to do this. She's not sharing with you how to do it, but in my program I share with you how. But what I did learn through this program was that I'm saying exactly what industry experts are saying. People who went to school for, you know, leadership and human resources and, you know, behavioral management and change management, all of these things. People that went to school for these things, I'm saying the exact same things that they're saying with the how, because it was an experience for me, versus them giving you just the what and the why. And so I was like, wow, that fueled my self-esteem, my self-worth, because what I realized was that what I've been sharing for 20 years now is valuable. And all I did was just pair up the industry topics and verbiage with my experience topics and verbiage to make it, you know, plain for those professionals who needed it in industry speak. But it really did level up my self-esteem, because I'm like, wow, I am saying, I do know what I'm talking about. And so my destiny, again, I had an epiphany. The epiphany took this journey, and I was able to determine my path. So my experience led to this expression, this outward expression, this training mindset that I have, this desire to teach and show people the way to be themselves, leverage themselves to get the things that they want. I realized in this epiphany that as long as I could handle the consequences of my actions, I could do whatever I wanted to do. I also realized that I was enough. Knowing how I experience what I teach people, and that it worked for me in the process. It doesn't have to work the same way, but the process works. Being able to give people the how to what the industry is saying is the what and the why, it just fills my heart with joy, and I realized that I was enough. I also learned that no was a complete sentence. I've always been a pretty headstrong person, but wow. When I went through this process that I teach through my Project CEO program, and I got to a point where my no could truly have a period at the end of it, it was life-changing. And so many people tell me that they struggle with saying no. And I know this program is going to help you say no. I also learned how important boundaries were to protect what I hold valuable, what I hold true. Boundaries are not to keep people out. They are to protect what is on the inside. I also learned that I have to teach people how to treat me, and then I have to hold them accountable for what they learn. And in order to teach someone how to treat you, you have to know how you want to be treated, which is also an introspective thing. It is a self-awareness practice. That brings me to the point that self-awareness became the catalyst for all of this. Once I realized who I was, what I needed to do and be my best, it really did become the catalyst for my entire business and my desire to help other people get to this point. My self-worth was formed. I just explained to you how I had an experience and I was trying to teach people this experience without what I thought was credibility and knowing what the industry said about certain things, only to find out later that I was saying exactly what the industry was saying. I just needed to marry industry terminology to my experience terminology so that people would recognize what I was saying. But I was saying the same thing. And then really my self-appreciation fueled my purpose. And it made me stronger, more confident in what I was doing and saying, how I spoke to people and how I walked into a room. Whether or not I cared if someone, you know, not whether or not I cared, but just my mindset around the idea of acquiring customers and knowing which stage of bossing I'm actually in. If you've never heard me say that, I have a whole quiz on identifying who, which group of people you need to be talking to. There are various stages of bossing, and depending on where you are, you may be overreaching with trying to acquire customers, or you may be underreaching. And obviously that happens when you're finding people say they can't afford you. You know, if that's happening a lot, you may be underreaching and you may need to step up or find the next level up in your stage of bossing. If you're overreaching, it may be that you are finding people just aren't booking with you. Maybe they think you need to grow a little bit more. Maybe you're feeling uncomfortable in rooms as if maybe there's a little bit of growth that is still necessary. But that quiz helps you figure out exactly which stage of bossing you need to be in. Also, my destiny took me, this journey helped me to realize that my purpose, my actual purpose became clearer. What I really should be doing, who I should be doing it for, what I was sure I didn't want to do any longer because it wasn't serving me, it wasn't really my passion. It just became much clearer once I took this journey, my destiny, and I allowed this self-awareness to happen. I became more introspective. And then what I saw was that my purpose was met with a passion that led to where I am today. What I do, how I help people, it's not even a job. I do this for free a lot. I share my information for free a lot. Because I truly believe that it's more valuable for me to help people where they are, meet them where they are, and help them as best I can, than to gatekeep for a profit. Now, I do want to make some money, but when you get to a point in your business where your passion meets your purpose, you'll find that your mindset goes from selling, selling, selling to serving. Now, you might be a place in your life where you feel discouraged. And the first thing I want you to know is you are enough. I also want you to know that you're not alone. And I want you to recognize that you're ready. You don't have to wait. There is not an expiration date on your try. Okay? My great-grandmother used to say the only thing that beats a fail is a try. So just try. My journey isn't a unique one. I'm not the first person to have these feelings or go through these things or have these zigzags and detours. It's just the difference between sitting and procrastinating and starting, right? And I believe that that start happens when you believe that you're enough. So that's what Project CEO does for you. It really does help you with your start. Okay, so if you're ready to start, if you are ready to get out of the rut, if you are ready to be unapologetically you, stand and operate within your excellence, and you just need somebody to give you the how, then please, by all means, click on the link to my Project CEO program, learn about it, go ahead and add your name to the wait list, because by doing that, you're showing that you believe in me enough to help you along this journey. I'm going to reward you on the back end. So right now, all I'm asking you to do is add your name to the wait list so that you are notified when those doors are about to open. And then the next thing that I want you to do is I want you to watch this next video. I am sharing with you my dreams, how my dreams came true, and how yours can too. I've got 5 tips to secure your dream opportunity. All right, that does it for this week's episode. Join me again next week for the podcast. That is where I will be helping you to constantly evolve and stay open to failing forward. My best practices and tips are going to help you realize your dreams. All right, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you are listening on a podcast platform, please don't forget to subscribe, whether it's here on YouTube or it is on your podcast platform, and leave reviews and comments, and let's talk in the chat. I'll see you back here next week. Bye, guys. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.